we have now decided that we'll have to step up both the suite of penalties and the enforcement posture. So in the interim, what will be done is etomidate will be classified as a Class C drug under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So that's taking it very high up. That'll be done from 1st of September and up to the 28th of February next year. That's a six-month window to give ourselves levers to deal with this issue in the interim. Meanwhile, Ministry of Health is looking at either new legislation or amending existing legislation to give themselves the right set of powers, both in terms of enforcement and penalties, to deal with etomidate and any other harmful substances that could be used through vapes. And the penalties will probably include, and they're thinking it through, but will probably include a DRC, mandatory rehabilitation programs, of course, detention, and serious penalties for trafficking. For foreigners, those caught possessing etomidate e-vaporizers or they test positive for etomidate, they will likely have their immigration facilities revoked and be deported, banned from re-entering Singapore. Some leniency will be exercised for young persons, foreigners, if they are on long-term passes for the first time. Second time, you know, they will have to leave. So my fellow ministers, Ikang, Desmond, the others will speak up. From MHA's perspective, in this interim period, we will lean in. We have already dedicated very significant resources to support the Health Science Authority and its operations. Several hundred officers have been seconded or are helping in the process. And CNB and SPF will work closely with HSE to help in the investigations and also to deter smuggling and syndicated activities. ICA has stepped up enforcement at the checkpoints against smuggling. And officers from other agencies, regardless of which agency, you know, they find people using vapes, they will be empowered to take action, take enforcement. So that's the broad posture. Why are we doing all of these things right now? I think the answer is obvious. It was always an offense having vaporizers and, you know, regardless of whether it's etomidate. But, you know, we've noticed an increase in abuse, and in tandem with, as you would have heard from PM, we decided the enforcement stance, the penalty regime as well as the enforcement stance had to be upped significantly. So it's a very different stance now because it's not yet a problem that's out of control, but we see it as an increasing problem. And we don't want to wait until it goes out of control. So we move in early. And as Minister Ong pointed out, I think the media has also been very helpful. You have highlighted the situations, ST in particular. And so it brings forth in public consciousness the nature and the potential sort of extent of the problem if left unchecked. And so, as we do in Singapore, we decided, okay, we'll move in before it becomes an even more serious problem. So you're seeing all the changes.